Oh, hi, ladies.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just rehearsing for an audition.
You're an actor.
Well, yeah. 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. They like that I do my own stunts.
Abby, this is Daniel Cassidy, owner and operator, not to mention Ray's resident movie star.
Oh, thanks. This place is just a little side dish for me.
I'm impressed.
Well, in that case, I have a movie poster for you. I'd be happy to sign it.
Yes, it's the Choker for me. That's Ian Ziering, starring in the new horror series Swamp Thing on Fox.
Hi, Ian.
Brother.
Hi.
You might need to rock the choker on a regular basis, man.
I like the choker, the look, the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, my character's got a bit of an edge. He wears jewelry, his bracelets, the choker. It's a little bit of a departure from anything. He's cocky. So it was amazing playing this guy who ultimately turns into the Blue Devil. It's like a dream come true for me.
Tell me about that. Have you always loved comics? Like, tell me about landing this role.
Oh, my gosh. When I was a little kid, my friends, we'd all have comics. And we'd go to each other's houses, and we'd look at each other's comic books, and we'd have silly putty, and we would grind it into the pages to see if we could pull the print and do all those things. I mean, what 8-year-old boy didn't run around with a cape and a sword in his hand at some point in his life? I'm that guy. When I got the audition for this, literally the 8-year-old boy inside of me, like, screamed. I was so excited, knowing this was a DC project, knowing that I was auditioning for the Blue Devil, and to be a part of the Swamp Thing universe was, I don't know, it was a dream come true. I workshopped the audition, and I went in, and I nailed it. I got the part.
We're gonna see it tomorrow night.
So great.
Did you find out immediately? Was it like, oh yeah, it's Ian. He's the guy.
You know what? I did not find out that night, but they didn't even call me back. I just got booked the next day, and the producers were very kind. They saw what I was delivering, and they felt that I nailed it, and I was the guy in the room. So, you know, you can't be that lucky all the time. You can't be the guy every time, and I know that. I deal with a lot of rejection as an actor, but this is something that I just not only wanted, I felt like I needed this. I needed this.
We were so psyched when we heard this.
Yeah.
There's so much buzz surrounding this show. Do your daughters know you're the Blue Devil? How are they feeling about this?
Yeah, my little 6-year-old at the time, I called her when I was in makeup from the set, and I'm talking to her as the Blue Devil, and she's like, ah, Dad, what happened to you? And she knew I was working, and so she's running around school, look at my dad, showing them the FaceTime, and it's just the best. You know, when I could do things that really light up the kids, it just makes what I do so much more joyful for me. It's great.
You were talking about, right before we started the interview, you were talking about maximizing the dad experience. And it felt like talking about, like, soaking up all the good, all the bad. Just you want to be all there all the time.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you see the tie-dye shirts? Put up the tie-dye shirt as you answer. Good Lord, those are hard to make.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? With a little Google instruction, you can figure out how to do it. Anybody can figure out how to do it. And, you know, I'm always looking for creative, artistic things to do with the kids, whether it's arts and crafts in the backyard or inside the house painting, whatever it is. You know, we're indoors a lot and got to find creative outlets for them. And it's very challenging, whether it's food or arts and crafts or play or jump rope, a trampoline I've got coming next week just to, you know, put a little activity in their lives. It's just so challenging. There's just difficult times right now having to homeschool the kids.
It looks like you have taken a trip.
But I'm reveling in it.
It looks like you've taken a trip up to Martha Stewart's.
Yeah, where are you?
Where are you right
Gorgeous
now?
Gorgeous location on your farm?
This is the Hollywood Hills. This is Nichols Canyon. I would love to say it's like a chateau in southern France, but no, I'm probably about 5 miles from where you guys are. I've been living here for 28 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And this is my home. It's a little, you know, not very grandiose, but it's mine. And this is the house that 90210 made possible for me. And I've been here, like I said, for 28 years.
Wow. Yeah, you just had the big reunion. How was it seeing everybody?
Oh, it's great. You know, I see these people all the time. Mm-hmm. We worked together, not last summer, the summer before, up in Canada with those 6BH90210 episodes that we did. And we've all stayed friends. I mean, when you go through such an experience at an early age, it kind of bonds you together. Mm-hmm. And they're like brothers and sisters to me. We share in each other's accomplishments or their joys and, you know, support whenever there's any adversity. So we're all still pretty close. And it's really nice to see all the ancillary characters that they brought on in that little podcast. Was really great. It was just, you know, to think it was 30 years ago.
30
years
ago.
It's just astonishing to me. I feel 30 years old. But that was 30 years ago. How could it even be?
Do you ever play the theme song, just ba-na-na-na, ch-ch, in your house, and just do the look?
Kit does the early every time.
I swear to God, we do it in my house. My husband and I love it. We were just down in Manhattan Beach, and we saw the little beach house where Kelly Taylor lived for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Donna. So we took pictures.
Kit was actually for real.
We don't
out.
Really run around doing that in our house. Yeah. I have yet to I have the entire show on a hard drive, and it's not the ones from the CD, the box set. It's the actual shows with the actual musicians from the day. So I'm gonna, when the kids are a little bit older, I'm going to to watch it with them. I know Jason watches it with his kids. They're a little older than mine. When they're old enough to understand what's happening and we could have conversations just like adults did with their kids when the show originally aired, it created a bridge to talk about sensitive issues. I'll broach that when it's time. I can't wait.
They need some Steve Sanders
cool
in their life.
Steve Sanders was.
Oh, yes. A little Peach Pit action.
Wait, so we've heard
absolutely.
There's actually something from 90210 that maybe you want to show
should
us?
Should we look away?
Yeah, should we?
We heard there's no eye contact, no, Steve. Steve Sanders.
That's hard to wear that. First of all, I look at this. This is a jukebox that I pulled off the set when we stopped
from
working
the Peach
Pit that day. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Can you be showing this right
now?
Are they going to track you down?
This is incredible. Joey Tata's going to come get you.
No, they knew I took it.
They knew I took it.
We wrapped that set, and I held it, and they're like, where are you going with that? And I said, I'm going home. We're done here, right? And they're like, yeah. I said, well, I'm taking this. There's still a piece of the counter.
That is
awesome.
You can
see where I ripped it up. Can you see this?
See? So,
this is a piece of the counter. No. This is mine.
So is it, tell us, Ian, is this about the time where you started the whole don't look me right in the eye thing?
Yeah, what's the no eye look? It's so funny.
You know what? I don't know. I heard Jessica Alba say that, and I can't, for the life of me, ever imagine a situation where any of the actors would say that.
Those of you at home who are like, what's
happening?
I'm not
doubting that was her experience.
For those of you at home who are trying to figure out what is going on, so they did this Zoom where it was kind of like a reunion, and Jessica Alba was like, yeah, so apparently we were told, you know, as like guest stars, do not look the OG cast in the eye. And everybody, OG cast.
And Tori and Jenny were like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we never heard that. If anybody said something, it must have been one of the, maybe the second assistant director, whoever, for whatever reason. That doesn't even make sense. Acting is acting and reacting. You have to look at who you're talking to. It just doesn't make sense. None of the actors, none of my castmates ever requested anything like that. How that was told to Jessica is, it saddens me because it lessened the experience for her. It certainly didn't slow her down in life, but... it's hard to hear that there was any negativity on the set. And if I had known about that, I would have shot that down immediately. I didn't even work with her that day, but I would have went right over to her and said, how you doing?
Well, it's weird because it's in Mario Lopez's writer now.
Yeah.
And we can't look him in the eye.
We can't look at all when he comes down that hallway.
Really?
We look away.
Right. We look away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, hey, how are you, Mr. Lopez?
And it was
Mr.
the
Lopez?
Same with Priestley, right? Priestley to this day, it's like you got to do the down up, right? You don't look him straight in the eye. It's like looking at the sun.
Yeah, Miss Priestley. Right. What if you got one eye looking at you and one eye looking for you? You're screwed.
Oh, well, Ian, we're so happy for things going on in your life. Congrats on this series. This is so great. Really good to see you.
Yeah, Swamp Thing.
Swamp
oh, it's going to be awesome.
Baby. We're so excited. You can catch Swamp Thing Tuesday nights on the CW. Great job.
Good to see you, man.
Hi, ladies.
Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just rehearsing for an audition.
You're an actor.
Well, yeah. 83% on Rotten Tomatoes. They like that I do my own stunts.
Abby, this is Daniel Cassidy, owner and operator, not to mention Ray's resident movie star.
Oh, thanks. This place is just a little side dish for me.
I'm impressed.
Well, in that case, I have a movie poster for you. I'd be happy to sign it.
Yes,
it's the choker for me. That's Ian Ziering, starring in the new horror series Swamp Thing on Fox.
Hi, Ian.
Brother.
Hi. You might need to
You might need to rock the choker on a regular basis, man.
I like the choker, the look, the whole thing.
Yeah, you know, my character's got a bit of an edge. He wears jewelry, his bracelets, the choker. It's a little bit of a departure from anything. He's cocky. So it was amazing playing this guy who ultimately turns into the Blue Devil. It's like a dream come true for me.
Tell me about that. Have you always loved comics? Like, tell me about landing this role.
Oh my gosh. When I was a little kid, my friends, we'd all have comics and we'd go to each other's houses and we'd look at each other's comic books and we'd have silly putty and we would grind it into the pages to see if we could pull the print and do all those things. I mean, what 8-year-old boy didn't run around with a cape and a sword in his hand at some point in his life? I'm that guy. When I got the audition for this, literally the 8-year-old boy inside of me, like, screamed. I was so excited knowing this was a DC project, knowing that I was auditioning for the Blue Devil, and to be a part of the Swamp Thing universe was, I don't know, it was a dream come true. I workshopped the audition, and I went in, and I nailed it. I got the part.
Did you find out we're gonna see it tomorrow night?
So great.
Did you find out immediately? Was it like, oh yeah, it's Ian. He's the guy.
You know what? I did not find out that night, but they didn't even call me back. I just got booked the next day, and the producers were very kind. They saw what I was delivering, and they felt that I nailed it, and I was the guy in the room. So
boom.
You know, you can't be that lucky all the time. You can't be the guy every time, and I know that. I deal with a lot of rejection as an actor, but this is something that I just not only wanted, I felt like I needed this. I needed this!
We were so psyched when we heard this.
Yeah.
There's so much buzz surrounding this show. Do your daughters know you're the Blue Devil? How are they feeling about this?
Yeah, my little 6-year-old at the time, I called her when I was in makeup from the set, and I'm talking to her as the Blue Devil, and she's like, Dad, what happened to you? And she knew I was working. And so she's running around school, look at my dad, look at my dad, showing them the FaceTime. And it's just the best. You know, when I could do things that really light up the kids, it just makes what I do so much more joyful for me. It's great.
You were talking about, right before we started the interview, you were talking about maximizing the dad experience. And it felt like talking about, like, soaking up all the good, all the bad. Just you want to be all there all the time.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
Did you see the tie-dye shirts? Put up
every
the tie-dye
level
shirt as you answer. Good Lord, those are hard to make.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You know what? With a little Google instruction, you can figure out how to do it. Anybody can figure out how to do it. And, you know, I'm always looking for creative, artistic things to do with the kids, whether it's arts and crafts in the backyard or inside the house painting, whatever it is. You know, we're indoors a lot and got to find creative outlets for them. And it's very challenging, whether it's food or arts and crafts or play or jump rope, a trampoline I've got coming next week just to, you know, put a little activity in their lives. It's just so challenging. There's just difficult times right now having to homeschool the kids.
It looks like you have taken a trip.
But I'm reveling in it.
It looks like you've taken a trip up to Martha Stewart's.
Yeah, where are you?
Where are you right
Gorgeous
now?
Gorgeous location. On your farm?
This is the Hollywood Hills. This is Nichols Canyon. I would love to say it's like a chateau in southern France, but no, I'm probably about 5 miles from where you guys are. I've been living here for 28 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
And this is my home. It's a little, you know, not very grandiose, but it's mine. And this is the house that 90210 made possible for me. And I've been here, like I said, for 28 years.
Wow. Yeah, you just had the big reunion. How was it seeing everybody?
Oh, it was great. You know, I see these people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We worked together, not last summer, the summer before, up in Canada with those 6 BH90210 episodes that we did. And we've all stayed friends. I mean, when you go through such an experience at an early age, it kind of bonds you together.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like brothers and sisters to me. We share in each other's accomplishments or their joys and, you know, support whenever there's any adversity. So we're all still pretty close
And it's really nice to see all the ancillary characters that they brought on in that little podcast was really great. It was just, you know, to think it was 30 years ago.
30
years ago. It's just astonishing to me. I feel 30 years old. But that was 30 years ago. How could it even be?
Do you ever play the theme song, just ba-na-na-na, ch-ch, in your house, and just do the look?
Kit does the
no,
early every time.
I swear to God, we do it in my house. My husband and I love it. We were just down in Manhattan Beach, and we saw the little beach house where Kelly Taylor lived for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, with Donna. So
yep.
we took pictures.
Kit was actually for real.
We don't
out.
Really run around doing that in our house. Yeah. I have yet to I have the entire show on a hard drive, and it's not the ones from the CD, the box set. It's the actual shows with the actual musicians from the day. So I'm going to, when the kids are a little bit older, I'm going to to watch it with them. I know Jason watches it with his kids. They're a little older than mine. When they're old enough to understand what's happening and we could have conversations, just like adults did with their kids when the show originally aired, it created a bridge to talk about sensitive issues. I'll broach that when it's time. I can't wait.
They need some Steve Sanders
cool
in their life.
Steve Sanders was.
Oh, yes. A little peach pit action.
Wait, so we've heard
absolutely.
There's actually something from 90210 that maybe you want to show
should
us?
Should we look away?
Yeah, should we?
Should we heard there's no eye contact, no, Steve. Steve Sanders.
That's hard to wear that. First of all, I look at this. This is a jukebox that I pulled off the set when we stopped
from
working
the peach
in the peach pit that day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, oh.
Can you be showing this right
now?
Are they going to track you down?
This is incredible. Joey Tata is going to come get you.
No, they knew I took it.
They knew I took it.
We wrapped that set, and I held it, and they're like, where are you going with that? And I said, I'm going home. We're done here, right? And they're like, yeah. I said, well, I'm taking this. There's still a piece of the counter.
That is
awesome.
You
can see where I ripped it up. Can you see this?
See? So, so is
this a piece of the counter? No, no. This is mine.
So is it, tell us, Ian, is this about the time where you started the whole don't look me right in the eye thing?
Yeah, what's the no eye look? It's so funny.
You know what? I don't know. I heard Jessica Alba say that, and I can't for the life of me ever imagine a situation where any of the actors would say that.
For those of you at home who are like, what's
happening?
I'm not
doubting that that was her experience.
For those of you at home who are trying to figure out what is going on, so they did this Zoom, where it was kind of like a reunion, and Jessica Alba was like, yeah, so apparently we were told, you know, as like guest stars, do not look the OG cast in the eye. And everybody, the OG cast
and Jenny were like, huh? Yeah.
Yeah, we never heard that. If anything, if anybody said something, it must have been one of the, maybe the second assistant director, whoever, for whatever reason, you know, that doesn't even make sense. Acting is acting and reacting. You have to look at who you're talking to. It just doesn't make sense. None of the actors, none of my castmates ever requested anything like that. How that was told to Jessica is, you know, it saddens me because it lessened the experience for her. It certainly didn't slow her down in life, but, you know, it's hard to hear that there was any negativity on the set, and if I had known about that, I would have shot that down immediately. I would have went. I didn't even work with her that day, but I would have went right over to her and said, "How you doing?"
Well, it's weird because it's in Mario Lopez's writer now.
Yeah.
And we can't look him in the eye.
We can't look at all when he comes down that hallway.
Really?
We look away.
Right. We look away.
Yeah.
It's like, oh,
well,
hey, how are you, Mr. Lopez?
And it was
Mr.
the
Lopez?
Same with you know? Priestley, right? Priestley to this day, it's like you got to do the down up, right? You don't look him straight in the eye. It's like looking at the sun.
Yeah. Yeah, Miss Priestley. You know, what if you got one eye looking at you and one eye looking for you? You're screwed.
Oh, well, Ian, we're so happy for things going on in your life. Congrats on this series. This is so great. Really good to see you.
Yeah, Swamp Thing.
Oh,
it's going to be awesome.
Babies. We're so excited. You can catch Swamp Thing Tuesday nights on the CW. Great job.
Good to see you, man.